You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, August 16th, 2018, week 256. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it is Destiny Pizza time. Since it's Thursday, it's time for America's Sweetheart. You ready, Mike?
I am ready.
This person's favorite movie is Deer Hunter. The Deer Hunter.
The Deer Hunter. Okay.
It is the movie that inspired this person to be a director.
Okay. Is it Spike Lee?
Yes. That's... Damn.
Nice.
That's impressive.
I didn't know that fact. But
you didn't know it? But
I
you,
didn't know
But that. You're like a director.
I was like, you said director, that you shouldn't give me a director clue.
Shouldn't have given you a director. The actual one I was going to go with first was he has never learned how to drive an automobile.
Oh, really? And from New York.
Yeah.
I knew he's a Knicks fan.
Endorsed Bernie Sanders in 2016 presidential election in the United States. One of his classmates at New York University's Tisch School of the Arts was director Ang Lee. And Lee worked on the crew of Spike Lee's thesis film. And he's a huge Arsenal fan. He just seems like anytime he's a fan, he's like a huge fan.
Yeah, he's a big fan. Thinks he's fans that fan of
New York Knicks fan. Do you know when he graduated from college?
I don't, but that might give me a hint towards age.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you because I would have given him a hint.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia.
Aye.
On March 20th. Born Shelton Jackson Lee. How old is he?
I'm having trouble doing this one. Let's see. Let's go with... ...58 years old.
No, unfortunately not. He's 61 years old.
61, huh. 61, all right.
How tall?
Ooh, kind of short, I believe. Is he 5'7"? He's not short, is he?
He is shorter than 5'7".
Oh, wow.
5'5".
Wow, all right, very short.
And let's see. What would you say is his highest grossing movie?
Ooh. I don't know if I know a lot of Spike Lee movies, actually.
You do, though.
I do. I'm going to go with Inside Man. Is that a Spike Lee?
That's
Spike Lee.
I'm that's number one.
Oh, sweet. Inside Man.
Damn. Just
Man, I spoke that category.
You got the age and the height off. But you...
That was a lot better. I was within the standard deviation, I feel like. Man.
Whatever that
inside
means.
Man, that's
whenever teachers said, like, oh, yeah, it's inside the standard deviation, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I always thought that was the weirdest, like, one. Like, it's not, like, average or mode or mean, like, mean mode or... And I'm like, standard deviation is always, like, the most complicated one. You're like, oh, yeah, you get that number divided by the range, square root that, multiply it by 3.27, and then you get your answer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what does that even give you?
Gives you the answer to the standard deviation.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I don't know.
Yeah, Spike Lee is America's
Spike
sweetheart
Lee,
this
baby.
Week. He was on CNN wearing a shirt that said, God protect Robert Mueller.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, like me some Spike Lee.
Yeah. This week, some movies are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot to... Do you know what Alpha is?
Yes, it's the one with the dog. The wolf. The boy is friends with the wolf, and it's the first domesticated dog, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So on Wednesday, Crazy Rich Asians comes out. Please, 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 please go watch
See this movie.
This weekend. Then Alpha, ignore that one. It's about a man and a dog. Tale as old as time.
I love
We've all
dogs
We all know it. And then Mile 22, you could ignore that one. Ronda Rousey's successful enough. They only added Lauren Cohen because she's not a... because Ronda Rousey's not a good actress.
And she doesn't have a British accent, so I'm really thrown off. And it's not a Southern accent.
And Mark Wahlberg's a piece of crap. And if he... this wouldn't be the first time he beat an Asian person.
Fact.
Yeah. Let's talk about some trailers.
Yeah, okay.
Widows.
I didn't see this. What is this trailer?
I saw it before Ocean's 8. It's like...
I'm trying to think if I've seen it.
Maybe Liam Neeson and two other guys. I think John Bernthal is in it.
No, I haven't seen this one.
They're like criminals, like thieves.
Yeah.
And then they get killed.
Whoa. Oh, I have seen this one.
And then their wives are like, we need to like finish. Yes. Like, it's like her, Michelle Rodriguez, where I'm like, oh, she's married to a man. And someone else. And...
and like they're not going to expect us to.
Yeah, they won't expect us
to. Revenge or whatever they're trying to do.
And they're all widows.
Yeah.
And Nobody's Fool. Have you seen this one?
Man, not by title. But
it's Tiffany Haddish is in this movie. She's getting out of prison.
Okay, I haven't
Her sister is like a successful, like has everything that she needs in life. Like a successful businesswoman, lives like in a fancy penthouse in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she's being catfished by a guy. And Tiffany Haddish is like, we're going to find out who it is. And she's like the hood one. And her sister's like the book smart, like, one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we're going to find out who did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was crazy because after that, they showed the other Tiffany Haddish trailer. And I'm like, damn, she's in like everything right now.
Night School. Kevin Hart.
Yeah, she's doing great. Mid-90s. This was a great trailer.
Yeah. Jonah Hill directed. It really looked like the 90s.
Yeah.
The way it was shot and stuff.
And I'm like, oh, this is weird because, like, me and my coworker were talking about that a few weeks ago about, like, if I directed a movie about, like, middle schoolers and there's, like, a white kid saying the N-word, does that make me racist? And I'm like, no, that's just reality of the times, I think. Right?
I don't know if I ever heard it in middle school.
Well, he said, no, I'm saying in this trailer.
Oh, in the trailer, yeah. True.
He's like, are you even supposed to say that word?
Yeah, it must be weird if you're it must be weird if you're an actor. Oh yeah, because he's the director too. And you're like, you got to say this. I wrote it.
Yeah.
It's just like,
which is like how I used to play that one game, Game of Things.
Yeah.
I used to write the most obscene thing so you have on to the
say it.
Just so the person would have to read it out loud.
True. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird when you're doing a movie. Well, that's kind of what Quentin Tarantino does, right?
Yeah.
So.
Which is weird because like Leonardo DiCaprio's like, oh, I don't feel comfortable saying it. And then Samuel Jackson's like, you're not the first white person we've heard say it. True. So.
True. Yeah, that's one of those weird things. But I think he's just trying to be true to what he grew up with.
Yeah.
That's probably what would happen. So.
That's a crazy. There's a lot of these movies with like brothers relationships not being solid.
Yeah.
That one, and then they also showed the trailer for that weird gun one. The robot gun commercial.
Oh, yeah. I did see that one, too.
And I was like...
where they
I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, where he gets the gun, and he's like, his brother's like, I know, he's just getting out of jail.
Yeah, he's like, I know we've never been brothers, but...
yeah. So, but like, you saved me from those drug dealers.
Yeah. Mid-90s, though, it's like, he's the one getting into trouble and he doesn't realize how good his life is.
Yeah.
He's hanging out with like all these homeless kids and stuff who are like punks.
Yeah.
And then his brother's like, oh no, what his brother does.
It's hard to, yeah. But I feel like his brother went down a bad path and he's like, I don't want you to go down that path.
Maybe. Yeah, but they're like getting into it with his brother.
Yeah.
It's hard like in public.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what was going on.
Oh, which is weird.
He's like, you think you're cool because you're hanging out with them and they're like, messing with him or something.
Yeah. Like, and it's weird because like Jonah Hill, I thought he grew up in New York. I didn't think he was an LA guy.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
And mid-90s looks like it grew up in...
in LA.
Yeah, it takes place in LA, right?
I think so. It looks like it. Like skateboarding and stuff. That's like a California thing, right? Skateboarding?
Yeah. Well, you know what Jonah Hill's real last name is?
No.
Feldstein.
Feldstein, oh. Okay.
Was born in LA.
Huh. There you go.
Let's see. His dad was a tour accountant for Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
His sister is an actress and older brother. was the music manager of Robin Thicke and Maroon 5.
Hmm. Does his sister have her name? Or is it...
Feldstein.
It's Feldstein?
Yeah. Beanie Feldstein. She was born in 1993. She was in Sorority Rising. And she was in Lady Bird. He grew up in the wealthy Los Angeles neighborhood of Cheviot Hills, where he continues to live to this day. Hmm. Yeah, I guess he
Very lived here. LA kid.
Yeah. And then he went to Colorado Boulder. Beautiful school. It's so weird. I always assumed he was like a New York guy, but...
Probably
his older brother died in 2017.
Oh, wow.
Scary.
Yeah, I saw another trailer, The Wife, with Glenn Close and that priest dude from Game of Thrones. I forgot his name already.
The High Scepter.
Right, yes, right? Yes. So it's, she's like, he's getting the Nobel Prize for Literature or something. And like, it just goes through like their past and stuff. And like, he's like, she wasn't a writer. Or isn't a writer, and then but she was when she was younger, and they just like went through their marriage, and he's like cheating on her and stuff, and she's just like rethinking her whole life, basically.
Sounds so like a white version of Fences.
I don't know what Fences. Oh yeah, what is
Denzel Washington? I know and she's movie. Like, I gave up my life. Yeah. Like,
that sounds similar to that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like very successful rich white people version of Fences.
Yeah, versus a guy who like gave up his life to raise a family.
Yeah,
which is like the whole time you're talking about what you gave up. To marry me, so you don't look at the sacrifices I gave up.
Exactly.
I haven't seen the movie, but I mean, they keep talking about that in the trailer. So.
Sounds like that, yeah.
On Netflix today, Evan Almighty and Wish I Was Here. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. And this time we're doing something a little different with Freestyle Friday, so thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.